Hey, we're back, gentlemen and ladies. I'll tell you what, we just got done listening to Ben Johnson on the Homegrown Show, and Ben is, I'm a fan, young man. I'm a fan. My lovely wife, Diana, thinks you're a superstar. Put you and Jake Nelson in the same room, and you bounce off the walls, man. But thanks for being on the Homegrown Show. If you get a chance, you got to go see Ben Johnson. What's your next gig? Does he have a gig coming up?
You got a gig coming up, anything?
River Falls.
When's that?
December 11th.
December 11th, Rivers Falls. What's the place?
Shooter's Pub.
I'll tell you what, that's what I did. I did text you or something, I think, Ben, because December 11th, I am going to be in Arizona golfing, so someplace. So I can't go, but I don't
Boo.
Think. Shooter's Pub, River
Is that
Falls.
The one right off 94?
I don't know.
That's, it's right in downtown River Falls.
Oh, okay.
Downtown River Falls.
I thought it was a gentleman's club or something.
Yeah, then Mark is in. You'll break all kinds of strings if it's a gentleman's club. Hey, thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen, everybody. I tell you what, Stu Man here, Mark Lukey, Sam, Brandon behind the glass. It's getting colder, but the ice is they're starting to make ice.
Yeah, it's early ice, man. Everyone's getting excited. Red's parking lot already.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People are traveling. People are going up north.
Going up north.
No, up north. Did you say you had some friends that went to Red Lake?
Yeah, I had a couple buddies. I have this one buddy every time on Facebook. I really appreciate this about him. He goes, hey, I'm headed up to whatever lake tomorrow. Who wants to come? And he always has two or three people, you know, like, hey, I'll come. And then the next day, he'll show pictures. They're on the boat together. I really appreciate about that he does that. I should get him on the show.
Does he invite you once in a while?
Oh, yeah. If I wanted to go, I could go in a heartbeat. But, you know, you got four kids.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day. It said, 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. Everyone says, let's go to Red.
I saw a funny meme. It's not fishing related. I shared it on my Facebook. It says, every night about midnight, I look at the clock and I'm surprised it's only 6.
That's me, I think. You know, it's hard. I was in bed last night about 9:20.
Whoa.
Yeah, about that. But then you'll get a kick out of this, I think. But I told Diana, I'm going to go to bed and read. And I'm reading a book right now. And I don't last more than 15 minutes when I'm reading a book in bed. But I had to get up at 5:15 this morning to go sit in the woods a little bit. And Dinah came to bed about, I don't know, 10:15, 10:30. And she hollers my name, didn't holler my name. She mentioned my name. And I look up, and I still have my hands on the book, and the book was open on top of a pillow. I'm laying down. And I have my glasses on. And if she was smart, if she was really ready, she should have taken a photograph of that or videotaped
it. You would have.
I would have, hell yeah.
That's
but,
awesome.
Yeah, so 10 o'clock is it's harder when you get older. 10 o'clock is hard. And I'm not going to start taking naps. Hasn't happened yet.
It's wonderful.
Oh, it sounds good.
I took a nap at the Vikings game today, and apparently two touchdowns were scored against them in about 10 seconds.
It was 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So I like briefly dozed off, woke up. I'm like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah,
it was crazy. Jeremy Chin, the defensive guy, got both of them, too.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, and he's up for the defensive player of the year. I think he just
solidified. Well, the first one all he did was pick it up and try it into the end zone. He didn't do anything, but everyone else blasted Cousins. Cousins didn't do a good job of protecting the ball on that one. I don't know if you saw it.
I did, but I will give him credit, though, because that ball was on the ground for maybe a second because he got that. He snatched it up. So there was some skill to get that and then to jump over Cousins. And then
I'm telling you, I could have done that.
Well, I know you could have.
Yeah.
But it's still talent. The fact that you could do it still means it's talented.
Yeah, you're right. I guess there is some talent to that. Yeah.
Kudos to Cousins for driving down in a minute to score the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, funny.
They didn't deserve the win.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like Dan and I were talking about it. You know, he's making $33 million a year. He's worth this much. Now he's worth this much. And he takes all kinds of crap. And the next day he's a hero. It's nuts. And he did well. You know, he didn't do anything wrong. He dropped the one ball, but he got hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
He threw one interception. I didn't see it. I don't know what happened there.
No, he didn't have an interception.
Didn't he?
No, Bridgewater did. He had a good passer rating today, but I just think overall as a team, we didn't deserve that win.
I agree.
Especially when Bridgewater had 40 seconds and drove 70 yards to get into field goal positions.
Yeah,
like, come on.
Did you see? Okay, sorry to get off track. Did you see that kicker, right?
Yeah.
Did he have a tattoo of himself standing on a field?
I don't know.
His arm?
I did. It looked like two caricatures.
It looked
like
a Nintendo graphics.
Yes, it
him
did.
Standing on a football field.
It was like
field.
Blitz.
And it was his arm, like his whole arm.
But kudos.
That's a man with an ego.
No, I'm going to give him credit because not all kickers had the size biceps.
Yeah,
this
he did
had.
Have some
like,
guns.
Did you see him tackle I forget, we blocked the punt and he tackled. He threw that guy down like a rag doll. He's the only kicker in the NFL built to tackle.
I got a
game winner.
I got a kick. Yes, well, I got a kick out of last his coach talking about last week. They were 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left, whatever it is, on the 45-yard line, and the coach calls for a punter, and this guy, the place kicker, is already running out to the field. And the coach said, all right, if he thinks he can do it, I'll let him do it. And he kicked a 54-yarder, 56-yarder, cool, whatever it was. The coach never even called him back. Yeah. But he never told him to go on the field. He just said, I'm going, pal.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, you know what I love when you're playing against it but hate when your kicker's going is when the announcers say, this guy's been 10 for 10 out of the last kicks. And then all of a sudden, boom, he like just buffs it. And I'm like, why do they say that every time?
Yeah,
speaking of kickers.
Yeah.
NCAA had a first time in history this weekend. Did you guys see that?
The woman that swooped him like 20
years. She's a big girl. See how big she is?
Yeah, for Vanderbilt, yeah. She is the first kicker ever in the NCAA, and she kicked it about a whopping 27 yards.
What was the score of that game, do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, like you do. 800-0. Yeah, you do. About 47-0, right?
I think it was like 4, yeah.
47-0. But yeah, she did it. She's 6'2".
But she's not like a gross big. She's very athletic.
She's a goalie, I believe, on the soccer team.
Yeah, she's very, very athletic.
I think she's 5'11", but she's 220 pounds, give or take.
But she's athletic, yeah, though. Like I looked her up. Like she's got a lot of. She's built well, and she plays a lot of sports. And you know, good athletes play many sports in my mind. So good
in for COVID, her. You got to do weird things, right? That's why it happened, right? Everyone else was sick.
Yeah, something
or
like that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the outdoors, man. This is the 4 outdoors. What did you guys do with this week outdoors?
I hung Christmas lights.
Nice.
Atta boy.
I was outdoors. It's that in between time between ice fishing and hunting where I'm just kind of pacing around thinking of things to do.
Yeah.
And it's difficult.
So you decide to do the Christmas lights when it's 15 degrees or some dumb thing, right?
I never risk ice because I'm terrified of falling through. I'm not terrified of swimming. I'm a good swimmer and I have a float suit. I just don't want to mess with it, right? So I want solid ice. And I'm not willing to drive 6 hours yet for a ice trip. So
I always look at the, since of my size that I am, I always look when it's safe for a four-wheeler
to go. Yeah, that chart with the DNRO's. Yeah.
There's like three steps and then four-wheeler.
Yeah, there's a truck, there's a car, there's a four-wheeler.
You see the one with Godzilla, too?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
if you guys don't know Mark and Sam, they're big guys, both about 6'5", and something and something and something. So that's not, you're probably not too far as comparisons go. But
I think I'm a little less than a four-wheeler, Drew.
So you would not follow me on the ice, right?
No. Like you said, you don't risk it. I love watching those videos on Facebook, like on the Minnesota ice fishing page. You remember that? It's like, all right, we're making ice, and they're going out and they're stabbing. It's like you can see everything through this ice. Yeah. It looks like super, super thin.
My thought is if you've got to take a stick with you and pound the ice, if you're even thinking that it might be too thin, I'm not going out there.
I'm not that diehard for ice fishing. I'll wait the 3 or 4 weeks until it's four-wheeler time.
I'll wait till Devil's Lake till someone takes us out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like waiting until driving time. None of this pulling my sled business.
I bet Mark Fisher's the type of guy where he's been out there back in his day stabbing the ice to see if it's good.
I don't even think Mark Fisher fishes ice anymore. Nah, he's done with that stuff, man.
Well, here he is.
Yeah, he's done with that stuff.
Like we say around the office,
what's that?
Our wives let us drink at home.
Yeah. that's good, yeah. I went to a drinking contest and an ice fisherman showed up or something. Yeah, one of those things. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a hockey game. I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out.
That's a pretty good line. You know, Mark, the older I get, the less I'm inclined to go out and freeze my butt off. And but I know they have the great gear and the great houses and great clothing. But I want to go pay somebody a couple $100, take me out to some place to catch some nice fish, clean them, let me go home.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So you can pay
a little
me.
EJ.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll guide you.
I'll bring my, yeah, I bet you will.
Yeah.
I bet you will.
We're not guaranteed to catch fish, but I'll guide you.
Yeah. If you were, do you ice fish?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Do you ice fish, Drew?
I do about 3 or 4 times a year.
Do you have all the gear?
I've got three
fishing rods.
You go
more than that, Drew.
I've got 3 fishing rods.
We've taken 3 ice trips last year together.
Where? Devil's Lake?
Yep. We went to Lake of the Woods.
2.
And that's it.
Right? Out of Cyprus Resort.
Yep. Yep. That was Cyrus, yeah.
We went to Mille Lacs.
Was that on the spur of the moment?
Remember when we got snowed out at Devil's Lake?
That was 2 years ago.
Oh,
now, you're getting older quickly. Yeah, we all are. But yeah, I'll go maybe three or four years ago. And I might go with Mark once in a while. Don't sell yourself short, man.
You're an ice fishing machine.
I know what I'm doing out there, but I don't have much gear.
I don't appreciate you coming at me thinking you don't. I don't ice fish.
I didn't say that. Have you got a Vexilar like I do?
Yeah, I got a FLX 28.
I have an 8.
Oh, okay. Mine's 20 bigger.
No, I bought my son Mike. I think he and I split the cost of the FLX 28.
Yeah, I can pronounce it.
Yeah, and he has it. So, you know, that works. I paid $2-something. He paid $2-something. He's got it. So he gave me his old one.
That's a good deal.
Yeah,
I have. Do you want to split anything with me?
No, not really.
So me and my wife have matching clam suits.
Uh-huh.
I have the Jason Mitchell thermal pop-up.
Wow.
I got a Vexilar FLX 28 K-drill.
Really?
Yeah, I got it all,
I'll go
baby.
With you.
Come on, cuz.
I don't have any place to put stuff. Where do you keep all that crap?
Currently right now, a storage unit.
Hang on a second. Can you hear me? Because I unplugged my thing.
We can hear you. You can't hear yourself. Why don't I do shout outs while we got a chance here?
And let's do sponsors too at the same time. Once you're done with that.
Thank you everyone for writing in on Four Outdoorsman shout outs. If you want to get on the radio, all you got to do is comment on our posts on the4outdoorsman.com or on Facebook. Sorry. Our first one is Craig Rudolph Jr. It's garage cleaning day, so no hunting or fishing. But the garage is clean. I can respect that. Our friend Bill Katz says, ice season is here. Have a great show, guys. And Mike Jespin says, didn't get a deer hunting, but one got hit in the backyard. Called the sheriff. We could keep it for some meat for jerky. And it's a beautiful buck that got hit in his backyard.
And he got to keep it. Wow.
Yeah, so go to the comment section and check that one out. Would you hang a rack that was hit by a car, like if it was a monster buck?
Yes, because it's a story. I wouldn't have it mounted, but I'd hang the rack and tell the story.
You wouldn't have it mounted?
Not the whole head, just the rack. I'd probably do a European or something like that. It's kind of like the hole-in-one hot tub. I never got a hole-in-one, but I've got a hole-in-one hot tub.
You wouldn't put an arrow through it and be like, yeah!
That's a stud of a deer.
I know, that's a beauty. So let's thank our sponsors, too, while we're at it. Thank you, Power Lodge. Right down the road in Ramsey, Minnesota, Power Lodge has got a lot going on. You can get a sled. You can get a snowmobile there. And they still have some great deals on boats. Who else we got? Clam Outdoors. We had the guys from Clam Outdoors on last week. Wonderful company. Get the new 40th anniversary Dave Gens Fish House.
Pretty cool.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yep.
If I didn't have one, I would buy that one because I think it looks really cool. And
it's
I
very
like
cool.
The retro. Who else we got?
Cats Covers.
Cats Covers. Thank
Our
you, Bill,
Bill
for writing
Katz.
In. Ice season is here, so Bill's going to be busy making those covers right here in Minnesota. He's a great guy. Support Cats Covers, and don't let your valuable stuff fall down the ice hole.
Devil's Lake Tourism. We're going to be going up there. Oh, we don't know when. We got to figure that out, but we enjoy Devil's Lake, and everybody I know loves Devil's Lake as well.
Yeah, we got McKay's Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep up in Waite Park. So if you're looking for a four-wheel vehicle for the winter for a loved one, ask for Travis Benoit up at McKay's. He'll take care of you. And while you're out ice fishing, nothing like keeping warm with a nice cup of coffee from our friends at Operator Coffee. My favorite is Roast 22 and SWAT Commander. So check them out at operatorcoffee.com. And really quick, I'd like to do a quick shout out. Thanks for all the prayers for my sister. Katie is back home. She just got home today. She was struggling with the COVID, and she's still on oxygen, and she said she'll probably be on it for about another month. So continued prayers for Katie, but my mom and my dad are still struggling too, but I'm glad she's home. So
yeah, it's a scary thing. I could tell that that was a lot your family had to deal with last week. So yeah. Glad things are turning around.
Clam?
I liked your wife in her full-on hazmat suit.
Yeah, shout out to Kirsten, actually. Thanks, Brandon. My brother-in-law does a restoration, so he does all the stuff with, you know, he has hazmat suits. So Kirsten, so my mom and dad both have COVID really bad. They're not doing good. And so Kirsten got a hazmat suit, full respirator, gloves, everything. Went over there, kept them company because they've been alone for a while. And, you know, cleaned the house, made them lunch, made them a couple hottie toddies. It was my mom's request.
Oh, yeah.
And, so shout out to Kirsten. She's definitely a keeper.
Did she look like Bill Murray picking up a baby Ruth Bar in the bottom of the pool?
Yeah, really close, actually.
Very close.
Is that right? I'll have to check it out.
I'll show you the picture.
Yeah, do that.
Sorry I interrupted you. You were going to say something, Mark.
I was just going to ask you how your sister is doing.
Oh, so, yeah.
Good
Thank
timing.
You. Yeah, appreciate it. So,
I sat in the woods a couple of times this last week. Saw a couple deer. I saw a coyote today, and I would text my son Mike. He says, shoot him! And I said, well, I didn't have a chance, but I'm going to get one with a bow. I'm going to hang in there.
With a coyote?
Maybe. I might use him as bait or something like that.
Have you ever hunted this much in 1 year?
Never.
I was going to say, you're hard at it. I love it.
Even when I was a young man, the hunting shack, Ely, Minnesota, is 230 miles away from our front door. And the only time I hunted was 1 weekend a year, maybe for 4 days. That's all I would ever deer hunt, but never did anything local like this, and pretty lucky. And even if you don't see anything, I still believe my old Billy Moles buddy says, it's not the destination, it's the journey. Just to go sit in the woods and listen to stuff and see this and hear the sounds and see that coyote. I saw one doe, didn't get a shot, and it's just a neat deal. And see tracks. I can't wait for snow, though. I want to get out there when there's more snow so I can see some patterns.
I love hunting when there's snow. It just, like when we went out that second time, and it was just totally different. And you can truly see, it made me change a little bit of my game plans, too, of, you know, where the deer are traveling, because you can tell the consistency. And when there's that snow, it's awesome. Because when I bought this property, there wasn't snow. You know, I just went off of dumb luck where I put these cameras. So I'm excited to rearrange.
It's funny to talk about cameras. I don't know much about my son Mike's land just yet. I've been there half a dozen times in the woods, whatever it's been. And he's got about 60 acres crops and 60 acres woods. And most of the woods surrounds the cropland. And so it's a different pattern. There's no really way to go about it. But I bet.
So you're saying you're on the neighbor's property?
No, I was one time. I used my Onyx, and thank you very much. And I text my son Mike, and I showed him the picture. Goes, go about 50 yards this way because you're not on my property anymore. So, I bet I had 6 or 7 trail cams take pictures of me the last couple of days. It's like, click, I see a red light.
Like a Yeti, just click, you in the background.
Yeah.
Barely make you out.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun, but
It's fun. I get excited, you know, when I see pictures and stuff. But like I said a couple weeks ago, it's almost spoiling you, and it gets you frustrated because you're chasing a big buck and you pass up on other ones. I know people have gotten completely away from them, but I don't think I could.
I told you that the guys got. I was nice enough and lucky enough to get a nice buck a couple of weeks ago, opening weekend with shotgun at my son Mike's property, and Sam's going to score it for me when I get it back. But Mike had his neighbor called named Kyle has more land than Mike has, I believe, and he came over to help Mike clean out that deer. I mean, skin it and everything like that. This guy, Mike says, literally, he's got at least 30 cameras on his property, wow. At least 30. And Mike talked to the other owner of another parcel as well that's adjoining Mike's property, and neither one of those guys said that they had seen that deer on their trail cameras. Now, by coincidence, a friend of Mike's, Justin, has a property about a mile and a half away from there, and he swears he sent Mike a picture of a deer that he's been watching the last year and a half, 2 years, and the deer that was a mile and a half away on a regular basis was the one that I shot.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, too, because the rut was on perfectly when you shot that. And they probably heard your grunt call.
Not a mile.
At least a mile.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
10-mile trot.
Yeah.
You have some decibels in you that you could hit. So, no, it doesn't surprise me because, like, if I love when they track those does and the bucks during the rut, how far they'll travel.
Yeah.
Just like bear, too, how far a bear will travel. I saw they tracked one. They had it in Alberta, and it was just, like, right around Mille Lacs.
It's crazy
where they'll travel.
We're going to wrap it up here. Be right back with a young man named Lyle Slauson. You got to hear this story. It's going to be a lot of fun. Talk to you later.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the 4 Outdoorsmen anytime.
The 4 Outdoorsmen love Devil's Lake. Right now, it's all about ice fishing, and here, there's no walleye slot limit, and keep 5 a day with 10 in possession. And pound-for-pound jumbo perch are about as much fun as any fish you'll ever catch. With 165,000 acres of water, Devil's Lake assures you social distancing, and that's not going to be a problem. Hey, Kurt Walbeck of Outdoor Bound TV says, Devil's Lake is easily one of my favorite fishing hunting destinations. Wow. Check out devilslakend.com, and thank you.
There's nothing like a good cup of coffee to start your morning off right. My family and I choose Operator Coffee, not only because it's packed full of flavor, but it's brewed for service. Portions of each bag are donated to a few different nonprofit organizations that bring veterans into the great outdoors. Operator Coffee offers 6 different small batch roasted flavors. Whether you like light, medium, dark, ground, or whole bean, they have it all. Check it out at operatorcoffee.com. Oh, did I mention it's roasted here in Minnesota? Operatorcoffee.com.
Magnum is now hiring CDL drivers in Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Lakeville, St. Cloud, Bemidji, Duluth, and Wilmer. Full benefits, health insurance, 401k, and PTO. Go to drivemagnum.com to apply. Veteran-owned and operated.
Tired of losing your valuables down the ice fishing hole? Our friend Bill Katz with BK Outdoors LLC has the most simple, affordable solution on the market. Katz covers are a strong polycarbonate hole cover you can stand on and fish through. Your phone, electronics, keys, kids, and pets can now be safe with this simple solution. Go to katzcovers.com. That's KATZKOVERZ.com. Made in Minnesota, a veteran-owned company. You can order yours directly or visit one of Bill's great retail partners to get yours now.
40 years ago, Dave Gens had an idea that would change the sport of ice fishing. The Fish Trap Flip-Over Portable Ice Shelter, providing protection as well as mobility to anglers. Today, the concept remains, but the original clamfish trap has evolved, made with premium thermal fabrics, heavy-duty tubs, and easy-to-use pole systems. After 40 years, there's still only one original fish trap. Watch the full story at clamoutdoors.com.
Crystal Welding in Maple Grove is your Hinneker snowplow dealer. Hinneker's Quick Hitch and Trip Edge systems makes removing snow easy. Made in Minnesota, Hinneker plows are perfect for commercial or residential use. Have a bobcat? No problem. Hinneker makes a plow for that too. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove also services all makes and models of plows and salt spreaders. Go to crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your jobs are small because we do it all.
What does that Ski-Doo feeling sound like?
Woohoo!
Whoa, dude, I love that thing. Oh, that was awesome.
Hey, let's go again.
Yeah, it sounds a little something like that. And now you can get that Ski-Doo feeling during our Yellow Tag event. On now, visit Power Lodge in Ramsey and get up to $1,500 off select 2020 Summit A50 E-Tech models. Offer ends October 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply. Customer offers vary based on creditworthiness. See dealer for details.
Right now, the Home Depot is home of smart home gifts for smart home gift givers. Like the Ring Indoor Camera, Ring Outdoor Camera, and Ring Video Doorbell. Plus, right now, get free 2-day shipping on any smart home gift purchases over $45. The top names in smart home at the best name in home improvement. That's smart gift giving. Improved. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Cheryl Underwood, and as you know, I'm a huge fan of Metamucil, and I have some news to share. Metamucil now has a delicious fiber gummy made by the number one doctor-recommended fiber supplement brand. These gummies are a convenient way to get more fiber. That's because Metamucil fiber gummies are made with an exclusive blend of prebiotic plant-based fibers that give you 5 grams of fiber in each serving. I want you to promote your digestive health by trying new Metamucil gummies today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code Bob, or call 800-606-7812 to take advantage of this amazing offer.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Strew Man here. Sam is to my left, Mark is to his left, and Brandon is behind the glass. We have a special guest. I don't know where he lives, though. I forget. Lyle Slauson, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Thank you.
Where do you live?
I live in Park Rapids, Minnesota.
Well, that's not that far away. Is that 3 hours away from the Twin Cities?
About 3.5, yeah.
3.5 hours. Now, we've done a lot of promotion about this. We met your son, your grandson, Brad, and must be a granddaughter. What do you think the granddaughter's name was, Sam?
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, we were hunting. Sam's got some land not too far away from there, and we were hunting there one morning. Opening morning it might have been, I'm not sure. And we stopped in there for lunch, and Sarah was so much fun, and she told us all about you. And then she put me in touch with Brad, and here's where you are. So everyone knows we do a lot of promotion with this show. So everybody knows that Lyle Slauson is from Park Rapids. Everybody said Park yep. Rapids is 94 years old, and you got a buck this year with a bow, correct?
That's correct.
Now, you've gotten a lot of deer in your life. What made you take the challenge on of using a crossbow for the first time?
Well, my grandson, Braddy, talked me into it, and so I went along with it and had good luck.
Now, how far did they put you? Remember a couple of years ago, you might remember this story. We had this gentleman on the air as well. Some guy went out, an older guy, not as old as you. Well, hell, there's no one as old as you are, but no, there's got to be somebody. But there was a guy north of the Twin Cities. Went out on a lawn chair, remember?
Yeah, he got a
state record buck. He put out a lawn chair, got a state record buck. I forget his name, but how far did you have to go from wherever they dropped you off into the woods to get this buck?
Oh, shucks. Maybe 350 yards.
It's a long walk, pal. It's a long walk. But Brad was telling me that you walk like 5 miles almost every day when the weather is right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. I got to share this as well because I'm 69 years old, and every time I go to the dentist, I have to fill out something, and they say, what are your medications? And I fill all, and I don't fill anything out. And they always ask me, you forgot to fill this part out. I said, well, I don't take anything. They said, no, you're 69 years old. Everybody 69 years old is on blood pressure pills or something. Lyle's 94 years old. What kind of medications are you on today?
I take an aspirin a day.
Good for you, man.
That a boy, an aspirin a day. I'll tell you what, I'm proud of you, pal. Hey, I'll tell you, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in south of War Road, Minnesota.
But you started farming in Lake Elmo. How did you end up from War Road to Lake Elmo
well,
then end up in Park Rapids?
I worked as a hired man on a farm back in the late 30s and the 40s, and then I hitchhiked my down to Red Falls, Minnesota, and there I got a job working for a farmer, and then I went into the Navy in 1943 from there, and then when I got out, I went back to the farm, and then finally I went to the cities and got a job in the cities.
Good for you.
And then I got married to my wife, and we bought a farm at Lake Elmo.
And Lake Elmo is still a nice place. I love Lake Elmo. I live in White Bear Lake, and I'm in the Twin Cities guy most of my life, and so I spend a lot of time in Lake Elmo. It's a wonderful area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Navy 1943, again, thank you for your service, obviously. I'm glad you're here because a lot of people didn't make it. By coincidence, just last night, my wife and I watched a movie called Flags of Our Fathers, and it was about the gentleman who put the flag up on Iwo Jima, you know, the big famous photo and all of that. Where were you stationed in World War II?
I was stationed, I went to boot camp in Farragut, Idaho, and then I went to an ammunition depot in Hawthorne, Nevada, and then I went to gunnery school, and there I come out of there with being a first-class gunner, and so most of my time in the service was spent in Hawthorne, and then we went to Shoemaker, California, and loaded ships with ammunition, the projectiles and stuff like that.
Boy, I tell you what, it's I'm proud of you, and I'm excited to know you and spend some time talking with you because what you guys went through in 1943 was something nobody would want to go through again. Hey, your grandson, Brad, also mentioned to me that somehow you got nicknamed the Beaver of the Woods. What is the Beaver of the Woods?
Well, in 1946,
The government, actually they passed it in 1945 when I got out. The government came in with a program of 5220, they called it, and you got $20 a week for 52 weeks, a veteran.
Wow.
But I didn't take that. I got a job working for a guy by the name of Rudy Rice out of Roseau, Minnesota. And they give you a strip of land to cut pulpwood, and it was all by hand. And so I guess a good cutter can cut about 150 sticks a day, and we got 3 cents a stick for that.
Oh, my God.
But I averaged right around 200, and finally they named me the Beaver of the Woods.
Oh, that's funny.
How big of trees were these, Lyle?
Pardon? Oh, they make pulpwood out of them. It was probably anywhere from, 6 inches up to 12 inches, 14 inches. It depends on what kind of a tree was urine aligned. I cut what they call in the Beltrami Forest by North Camp, Minnesota.
What kind of saw were you using?
Just a bow saw.
Wow.
Yeah, 200 a day.
And the rumor is you heat your home today. You still live by yourself. Good for you. You take care of yourself. If you walk 5 days a week on 5 miles every day and you don't have too many cocktails and you cut all the wood you do, you're going to be in good shape. You still heat your house with wood and you do your own cutting and everything, right?
Well, I got a fireplace in my house and I use that a lot. And then I cut whatever wood I can get a hold of and then I burn it in my shop.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how many... Think of some of your favorite memories in the woods, whether it's hunting or fishing, and what do you remember most about your hunting experiences?
Well, you know, when I was young, of course, my brother and I, we never had any gun, so we had slingshots, and we used to go out and hunt snowshoe rabbits with a slingshot, and a lot of times we'd get anywhere from 8 to 10 rabbits.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
At that time, there was a lot of snowshoe rabbits. And then we brought them home, and what we didn't eat, they cooked up for the chickens.
Wow.
We hunted a lot of rabbits and grouse with slingshots.
Now, don't tell me you've ever shot a grouse on the wing with a slingshot.
Not on a wing, but a lot of them in the trees.
Attaboy.
Yep.
That's still impressive, Lyle.
Yeah. You know what's sad about that, Lyle, is that today, 99.9% of the people who are under 20 years old have never heard of a slingshot.
Well, we got to be pretty good with them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Would you happen to still have one hanging around in the garage somewhere?
I got one in the garage, yep.
You do? Yep. And it's one of those that you used when you were younger like that?
Pardon?
Yeah, that's one of the slingshots you used when you were a kid.
No, I don't have one of them. But we made our own slingshots. We'd go out and cut a crutch in a tree, usually a red willow, and make the crutch out of there. And we used the old inner tube for the for the rubber for the bend.
Yeah.
But we had some good slingshots. We made some good ones.
Tell us about your first muzzle hunt a couple of years ago.
Oh, that was a very exciting. I'd never ever muzzle hunt before, but. I did get a 6-point buck, second day or third day, something like that. No big deal.
It's no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
How about, also, I got to hear about, I heard this story that I don't ever want to go on a fly-in fishing trip with you because you have a tendency to throw fishing rods in the water.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up. But it happened.
Well, tell us this. Where were you fishing, by the way?
Mostly walleye and great big northerns.
And was that your own fishing rod then?
Well, my son borrowed me his.
Well, he won't loan you anymore, I'll tell you that. But that must have been, that's funny. Hey, I tell you what, Lyle, because I can't give you any crap for that because a couple of years ago, Mark Lukey, my buddy to my left here, and I, one of our sponsors is Devil's Lake Tourism, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And we go out there a couple of times a year. We just I just love the outdoors, and it's a beautiful place to go. And one of our guides gave me a fishing rod to use, and I got hung up. And all of a sudden, it was wavier than heck, and my line is going, it wasn't even my rod. And it's going out, and it's going out, and it's going out. And I'm trying to hang on to this thing, and I'm trying to break the line somehow. And I knew I was running out of line, so like an idiot, I grabbed the line, and I tried to pull it, and it started pulling. It burned my hand. The whole rod and reel went right in the water. So Lyle, you and I are in the same boat. I'll tell you that.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
But I can blame it on my nationality. I'm a left-handed Polack from the east side of St. Paul. I've got an excuse.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Have you got any, now you're 94 years old, what do you got for plans for winter? Do you any ice fishing? Do you fish at all?
Well, I used to have a fish house on the lakes all the time, but now, the last couple of years, I've been going down by Lofka, Nevada for a couple of months.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know what I'll do this year yet on account of this virus. But,
yeah. Well, if you went down to Laughlin, what month would you go?
Oh, usually in February.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you were down there January 11th through the 15th, I would meet with you and have lunch. I'd buy you lunch because I'm going down there with a couple of guys to go golf for a few days in January. But
Yeah. I'll remember that. Yeah.
Laughlin is it's a good place. And
you don't have to gamble a lot. I play mostly all cards, but I do a lot of walking out there.
Now the rumor is, and Brad told me this as well, you still drive your own car, and almost every year when you would travel, even to Laughlin, you would drive yourself, right?
Oh yeah.
Good for you.
I love just like nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. All right, how about hunting? Let's talk a little more about hunting. We got a couple of minutes left. Have you got any aspiration? Is there one big trip that you would like to do, one animal that you would like to harvest that you haven't?
You know, not really. I've shot moose, I've shot elk, and shot a lot of deer. And now I feed the animals more than I hunt them.
Yeah,
that's all right. So,
yep. And you shoot the crap once in a while too. I can tell you that. I don't even know you just yet. I tell you what you remind me of, Lyle. We're talking with Lyle Slauson. He's from Park Rapids, Minnesota. 94-year-old hunter fisherman. You remind me of a 1947 Ford as compared to a brand new Ford, because they say they don't make them like they used to, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Brad told me that's one thing you really enjoy saying is they don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, no, they don't, neither.
All right, young man. Hey, Lyle, thanks for being so nice and joining us on the Four Outdoorsmen. Stay healthy. You bet.
Well, thank you for calling me.
All right, take care, sir. Take care, sir. All right, we're good. That was Lyle Slauson. Isn't that a great story?
What a cool guy.
94 years old.
I'm looking over my life as a 31-year-old, man. Like, I got to step up my game.
I think you do. But
I'm bummed that kids
don't make slingshots anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that was my favorite part of the story, that they handcrafted slingshots.
Yeah. I mean, 200 trees a day. Wow.
And he still cuts his own wood. As a matter of fact, one of his hobbies, I'm reading this right now, he cuts trees for friends, splits wood by hand, lives alone, he eats with wood, he drives his own car, including annual trips to Las Vegas, Laughlin, Nevada. That is amazing.
That's
at the age of 94.
I got a long way to go.
You got a long way to go. Be right back with Chris Winkleman of Arrowwood Outfitters of Ely, Minnesota. We'll talk about Ely, Minnesota. True Man here for one of our favorite fishing destinations, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. With plenty of guiding services, you'll have every opportunity to catch your limit of walleyes or jumbo perch, or both. Find out why Devil's Lake has earned the reputation of being the perch capital of the world and also being ranked one of the top five fishing destinations in the United States. It's great fishing, hotels, restaurants, and great people. Hey, go have some fun. Book your trip by visiting devilslakend.com. Thanks.
If you happen to drive by the Bob FM studios on Sunday night, you might notice a sweet new Ram 1500 sitting in the parking lot. Yep, that baby's mine, and I got it from McKay's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Waite Park. Sam here for my friends at McKay's. Ram trucks are built for the outdoorsmen like me and my family, and there's no better place to get yours than McKay's. Visit McKay's in Waite Park just west of St. Cloud, or shop online at McKaysDodge.com. Even my family loves it.
We love McKay's.
Power Lodge is the official power sports dealer for the four outdoorsmen. Open water season is winding down, but that means it's the best time to get great deals on new 2020 boats in stock. New 2021 Lund, Alumacraft, Lowe, Ranger, and Godfrey boats are arriving weekly, which means it's time to move out the 2020s. Save thousands on new 2020 boats during our model year-end sales event. Going on now at all Power Lodge locations, Brainerd, Ramsey, and Onamia.
If your furnace or AC rolls over, it's time to call the top dog, DeZeal Heating and Air Conditioning. With fast emergency service, when you call, we come running. Our experts are well-trained and lead the pack in residential furnace and AC repair and replacement. We always listen and work to assure your family's safety. Plus, easy available financing means there's no runaround. DeZeal Heating and Air, the homeowner's best friend. Serving Wright County and the West Metro. Online at DeZealHVAC.com.
40 years ago, Dave Gens had an idea that would change the sport of ice fishing. The Fish Trap Flip-Over Portable Ice Shelter, providing protection as well as mobility to anglers. Today, the concept remains, but the original clamfish trap has evolved, made with premium thermal fabrics, heavy-duty tubs, and easy-to-use pole systems. After 40 years, there's still only one original fish trap. Watch the full story at clamoutdoors.com.
Magnum is now hiring CDL drivers in Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Lakeville, St. Cloud, Bemidji, Duluth, and Wilmer. Full benefits, health insurance, 401k, and PTO. Go to drivemagnum.com to apply. Veteran-owned and operated.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Strewman, Mark Lukey, Sam Oftedal, and Brandon Backstrom behind the glass. I love this music,
Brandon,
don't you, boys?
I think you get a Christmas card this year. I need your address.
Oh, nice.
You've hit that level of my friendship where I will get you a Christmas card.
That means a lot to me.
Well, the next guy we're going to talk to is not getting a Christmas card from any of us because we haven't gotten any fishing tips or anything from Steve Renneberg out of the Arrowwood Outfitters in Ely, Minnesota. Steve, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Doing good.
You guys staying busy up there?
Yes, we are, and we're ice fishing up here.
Yeah, I imagine COVID has not affected you that very much, right? In Ely, Minnesota, does anyone even think about it? Does anyone ever wear masks up there?
Yeah, actually, we do now. It's coming into town now, but everybody stays outside as much as you can, so it doesn't bother us too much.
Yeah, well, I imagine. You know, but they have a nice you guys have a nice little bait store up there. Tell us a little bit about your business, and we're going to talk about what's happening up in Ely, Minnesota. Talk about Arrowwood Outfitters.
It's Arrowhead Outdoors.
Oh, it's Arrowhead. I was close.
Yeah, close enough. But we're up here in Ely, Minnesota, and we have a bait shop here in Ely. And this year, new to us, is we're going to have ice fishing guides up here this winter, and we're going to have ice house rental. And we're full-service bait shop now here, so we're excited.
Are you talking about ice fishing guides up there? I was talking to Chris about it a little bit today, and I think I want to try that someday. Do you have anybody that would take me back to the woods, to a lake, and on a snowmobile and take me ice fishing back there someplace?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we can even do some dog sledding, too, here.
Ooh.
You into the boundary waters a little ways here.
What's the weight limit on a dog sledding?
Do you have Clydesdales?
I know the guys ran up the Hoyes Bay on Basswood there, and they said they were pulling 700 pounds.
So, Strew, you can't come.
Hey, seriously, I'll talk about that. I'll stay at the Polish Palace on Mud Creek Road and join somebody for a day up there. I think that would be a neat trip. Something I've talked about for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll give me a lot of fun here. I can't wait to start doing that.
Let's talk about ice fishing up near Ely, Minnesota. What are the ice conditions right now? Are you walking? Is anybody driving? What's going on?
We're not driving yet, but people are walking out there. Most of the lakes now, people are saying 3 to 4 inches. You got to be careful getting out past about the 100-yard mark. Seems like the bigger lakes, the ice really drops off to about 2 inches out there. So, but by next weekend, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw four-wheelers running around out there next weekend.
Perfect.
So,
are there any sleds you were talking about or just walking right now?
Just walking right now. That's all I would recommend right now. Just walk into some of the smaller lakes. And I know the guys are doing really good right now, so.
All right, you described doing really well. What are you talking about? What are they catching? And what's the presentation? What are they using?
Right now, a lot of guys on the bigger lakes are fishing for pike. I know they're getting some pretty big pike right now on tip-ups here and back in the shallow bays, you know, 5 feet of water, you know, dead suckers. And then some of the smaller lakes, if you spend a little time on the DNR's website, you can find some of the smaller lakes around here that are old DNR rearing ponds for walleyes.
Ooh.
And the guys are going out on those, and they're doing really good catching a lot of walleyes out there right now. And those ones have quite a bit of ice on them, so they got around 5 to 6 inches. Some of the other lakes people were fishing are getting crappies, too, crappies and sunnies, too. So you got a little bit of everything going on right now.
Wow. So I got a question for you. Everyone thinks, obviously, Lake Vermilion up by you. Is there any other great lakes for fishing around your bait shop?
Oh, man. I mean, where
can you name
where
a
you
few
start,
of them?
Jerry? Where you want to catch is where I always tell people. Yeah. I mean, right in there, you know, Basswood. I mean, everything in Basswood is big. I mean, it's huge lake trout. 20-pound lakers caught up there every year. You know, 40. I've seen pictures of 50-inch pike caught out of there.
Wow.
Walleye can be up to 30 inches, you know, and crappies. There's some of those bays back in there, guys will get 15, 16-inch crappies all day. And if you go for sunnies, there are 10, 11-inch sunnies all day, too.
How big of a lake is that?
That's a huge lake. It's
yeah,
not quite as big as Rainy Lake. A big chunk of it goes up into Canada. But there's a lot of lake up there. There's a lot of ways to get in, and man, it's great fishing up there. That's
I fished Basswood a few years when I was younger and canoed across. Might have been Farm Lake to get into the truck portage over there. And we'd always, when we're off the air sometime, Steve, I'll tell you a story because it's too long to tell right now. The boys here know it. But we went into Basswood and did well. But we'd always go opening weekend, and damn, it can be cold up there. And when that water is flying across the lake to get to Basswood, it's scary. And we've had some great times, always caught fish. But don't count on the weather. Opening fishing up in Ely, it's stupid.
yeah. It can be risky, but, man, the fish is good. I mean, 100 fish days with maybe 20 walleyes over 28 inches is not unheard of up here.
Wow.
You know? So, I mean, yeah, it's just a big fish factory up there. So, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Another question for you. How's the bait situation looking this year? Are things strange getting minnows? Are you having any problems with supply and demand, getting everything you need?
Yeah, so far this year, we haven't had any issues right now. We'll see how the winter goes here. You know, if a lot of people get out ice fishing, I'm sure minnows get a little tough to get. But as of right now, there are no issues. You shouldn't have any problem finding any kind of minnows right now.
Are there any mines up there, like mines that are no longer being used that are flooded, that hold fish that you guys fish in?
Yeah, actually, we got Miner's Lake here right in town, actually. And there's a couple more lakes around the area. There's actually a lot of pits around the area that have stream trout, and they could be excellent fishing in there. You know, I fished out there this fall, and it was pretty dang good just fishing off of shore. I'm surprised more people don't do that. But the ice fishing is excellent up here in the winter for stream trout. Excellent.
You always talk about yourself. You're always going ice fishing and fishing, but is Chris always manning the store up there?
No. No, she's usually along with. She's usually tagging along with me. So we both try to get out as much as we can here.
We're talking with Steve Renneberg from Arrowhead Outdoors in Ely, Minnesota. He and Chris own that beautiful bait store. I was up there last summer, I think it was. Maybe it was last fall. I don't even remember anymore. What kind of advice would you have for somebody if they wanted to go out early ice fishing right now up in the northern Minnesota? What should they use for bait?
Right now, you know, for pike, it's going to be dead baits. Dead baits are typically the best for pike right now. And I always tell people the bigger the better. You know, a 30-inch northern will easily pick up an 8, 10-inch sucker. No issue with that. So definitely try to get as big of suckers as you can when you go tip-up fishing. For walleyes right now, I know guys are doing really good right now with shiners and rainbows. Rainbows are probably the most lively minnow you can put down there right now and probably the most popular minnow we sell up here. And with crappies, you know, I personally have really gotten into the plastics game. I hardly ever carry any live bait with me anymore for crappies. I find they really like that stuff. And even for stream trout, too.
You're not supposed to say that at a bait
plastics
shop.
They're a great, great way to catch trout.
I've never caught a lake. I have caught lake trout, but nothing over 5-6 pounds or something like that. So you're saying if I come up there with you someday, you can catch me, you can find me a 10 or 15 pound lake trout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. No problem.
I'm in, pal.
We'll definitely do that.
What's the season? What's the season for lake trout?
That's going to start here January 16th, and that will go to the end of March. Right. And typically for lake trout, the best time is when it's the coldest up here. So when it's 20 below out here, that's typically when the lake trout fishing is at its best.
Perfect.
So don't be shy to come up when it's cold.
Well, I've got my clam outfit and my float suit and all that, so I think I'm all right. I can do that, I guess.
But, mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go. Just one more question about COVID. Has this negatively affected your business at all?
You know, this year it really hasn't. With the Canadian border closing, a lot of people just, you know, they lost their trip to Canada, so they came as far north as they could find. And this last summer it was just insanely busy up here. I mean, all the resorts were booked solid. I know the permits this year, they shattered all the records for the permits. I think they're guessing it's around 90% plus usage for permits to the BWCA. So, I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. Unbelievable how much bait and tackle we sold this year.
Now, how many years have you owned the bait store?
This winter will be our fourth year.
All right. And, you know, we talked about this on the air last year, I think, of what it was, maybe early this spring, and I met you personally. I respect you. Anyone for taking the jump, just say, from whatever you're doing to let's open up a bait store, take over a bait store in Ely, Minnesota, you're jumping off the bridge without a parachute and building it on the way down,
and it's
worked out well for you, boy. I tell you what,
if
you've got the balls and it's working out, you deserve everything you're getting.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it.
Good for you. Listen, we're going to let you go. I'm going to talk to you later on about the sneaking up there and having you take me out someplace. Maybe Mark and Sam can come up for a day as well.
Oh, thanks, Drew.
Yeah. But you have to have the dog sled thing sounds really interesting.
I'm in on that.
Can we do that go out, take a dog sled thing, fish for a half a day and come back? Can you do one of those things?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually are working on a trip right now, a package here that in March will take you into a spot. The snowmobiles will drop you off. You'll be right in the boundary wires right away. And the dogs will pretty much carry everything. You'll just walk along, and you'll be fishing a river system, and there's holes in this river system. And some holes will have crappies, other ones won't, but you'll fish your way out pretty much. So you spend a night in the boundary waters and then just spend the entire day walking through the boundary waters, fishing these holes, catching big crappies, and then at the end of your trip, you just walk out to your cabin and go home.
That sounds like your kind of thing,
Steve. That sounds like my kind of thing.
Yeah.
If anyone's interested,
really
anything like that.
Dogs will do all the work. All you got to do is just walk.
Contact Arrowhead Outdoors. Give us your contact information, would you?
Yeah, it'd be Arrowhead Outdoors, HealyMinnesota.com. That'd be our website. And if you got any questions about the guides or fishing up here, just call us at 218-365-5358. We'd be happy to answer any questions you got.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. Say hi to Chris, and good luck, and be safe the rest of the winter.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks,
right.
Guys.
You bet.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Man, could you imagine going on the dog sled thing? That'd be awesome. He had me hooked up until he said all we had to do is walk.
But he also said on this one trip he's talking about, don't you camp out one night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
I've done it once. I winter
camped. In the winter, right?
Yeah, I did it in the winter one time. It was 17 degrees. And
I'd keep you warm.
Well, I bet you would. Yeah, yeah. That's not a pillow. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, just want to give a couple shout-outs. We want to give a shout-out to our friend Brian Powers, a longtime producer of the show, who got in a bad accident and broke his femur and several chip vertebrae. He texted in the show. He looks like he's smiling, so that's good. We care for you, Brian. We hope you recover, and thanks for writing in, for sure.
Yeah, I've got a shout-out as well. As a matter of fact, I forgot about it last week. A good friend of mine, Jim Melcher. I sold real estate with him for over 30 years. I think he's still licensed, him and his wife. And he called me about 3 weeks ago and told me about his dad, who is 93 years old. And he got a deer this year, 93 years old. And he shot two deer, if I remember, and only took three shots. He said he's still cheap. He still doesn't want to spend money on those bullets. But congratulations to him as well. You know, that's a heck of a story as well. I don't think he lives in heats his house with wood and all those other kind of things, but
right.
But good for him as well, boy, just to be able to do that kind of
quick
thing.
Shout out to my neighbor in East Bethel, Gary Sundin. He texted me, Lyle's his grandpa.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Then you'll have to contact Brett and tell him that.
And then another buddy of mine, Jason Osberg, texted in, wanted to make sure it was me talking on the radio. So thanks for listening, boys.
I was talking to Brad today. What's the name of the pub we went to on Highway 65?
Route 65 Pub and Grub. Great place, by
Get
the way.
Get the pork tenderloin.
And the chili.
Oh, yeah.
What haven't you guys eaten?
Well, I was there 3 days in a row. And that's the only restaurant around, and it was awesome.
It was good food.
We kept going back.
Anyway, Brad was telling me he owns two. He said, I own two bars and a liquor store, and Lyle doesn't even drink.
Saving some money.
Yeah, he used to have one brandy a year, he said. I don't know what the reason was. But
If Brad's listening, compliments to that. That's a beautiful bar. Everyone was really nice, and the food was fantastic.
Yeah. And Sarah didn't punch me out when I said something stupid.
Yeah, it was funny. We went in the second day.
She gave me the look. Did she?
No, we went in the second day. I was like, oh, what? Stu doesn't have the balls to show up again?
Sometimes my sense of humor doesn't do what it should do. I agree with that, but it happens sometime. What's going on this week? Got anything planned? Outside stuff? What's going on? No hunting?
Outside stuff.
Crappie fishing?
I'm getting my stuff ready, man. I pulled it out of the garage. I'm sorting through it, getting all that stuff. I'm ready to go. Give me the go-ahead, and let's do it.
When you go fishing, opening day, it's not going to be – what's the lake we were talking about? Big Lake?
Basswood?
No, last week. But where are you going to fish the first time this year, Mark?
Probably my backyard. I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
You mean with Steve. He says he always goes to the Big Lake.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
I looked it up. Basswood's 26,000 acres. I was thinking like a smaller, like little lake the way he was talking about.
When you go to Basswood, you can take a power boat, like there's an invisible line, you know, before Minnesota, part of it, it's not boundary waters. So you have to be careful there. One of my greatest, most memorable experiences at Basswood was with John Bauer, and we were fishing in the evening. We went out, and it was clear glass. And this might have been opening weekend. It had to be, because that's the only time I've ever been on the lake with John Bauer and a bunch of guys. But we took a canoe that time. We're going very slowly. I don't even know where we're going. It's dark, not a full moon, but you can see. And we could see some black stuff, maybe 100 yards out, a big, like, who knows how wide it is. And we got really, really close, and it had to be 200 loons, and they were just floating there doing their thing. No, don't do something stupid. But anyway, what happened, they just spread apart, and they let us canoe right between them all, and we came back from fishing. They were gone, and my dad told my dad that story. My dad lived in Ely for many, many years. He told me, and I could be wrong about this, but at one particular point, all the loons from a particular area will land together in one lake and fly south at night. So you never see them. You never see a group of them take off. And it could be something like that. I don't know.
But they just split for you?
They just split and said, Strewman's back in town. Let him fish, pal. He'll take us to the fish.
That's awesome. That's a cool story.
Let's wrap it up. Got some music.
What's on next?
Real Talk Outdoors. Stick around for Real Talk Outdoors from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And you'll join us next week. This is Strewman Sam. Mark's going to say goodbye as well. Thank you, Brandon, for all the help you do. Thanks to our guests. That's what makes us and our sponsors. In the meantime, I think Mark's got some advice.
Get outside and make some memories.